Chapter 5. Exploring the City. I spent the next few weeks exploring the city. I did it by myself, with Jason, or with some of the people from the Thanksgiving dinner. It was nice to see that they had been sincere when they promised to call me and show me some of their favourite parts of the city. I've always enjoyed exploring a city by myself. I like to wander at my own pace and see things that aren't in the usual guidebooks. New York is a great city to do this in. Almost every street has something interesting on it. I passed by people from all over the world on the street. I could stand on almost any corner, waiting for the traffic light to change, and hear two or three different languages being spoken around me. I would usually return to Jason's apartment, look through my map of the city, and realize that I had walked 4 or 5 kilometers. I also saw a lot of famous people doing normal things like shopping for food, buying newspapers, or just taking a walk. Jason had given me very valuable advice for these situations. If you pass by someone who is very famous, he said, don't go crazy and ask for their autograph. Usually it's the tourists and non-New Yorkers who do this. One of the reasons famous people like living here is because they can maintain a little anonymity. If you want to act as if you're from New York, you can notice them, but don't bother them. I appreciated this advice because I saw a lot of famous people during my walks around the city. In less than a week, I saw Al Pacino, Bono from U2, Meryl Streep, Mick Jagger and Cameron Diaz. The most incredible thing about this is that I saw all of them in the middle of the day on very busy streets. Jason was right. Almost everyone left them alone. Only a few people who looked like tourists, they had cameras and guidebooks, stopped them to ask for autographs. It was funny to observe that everyone else looked almost angry at how the tourists acted. Although I enjoyed my solitary walks through the city, it was more fun to have some company. Jason and his friends from the Thanksgiving dinner did a great job of taking me to places only New Yorkers would know. Although all of these experiences were great, a couple of them were particularly memorable. One night, I got a phone call from Peter, the ballet dancer who had organized the Thanksgiving dinner. "Have you been to Chinatown yet?" he asked. "No, I haven't," I answered. "Good, because I've got a free day tomorrow," Peter continued. "I'd love to be your guide if you haven't got anything else to do." Peter explained that his father was Hawaiian, but that his mother was Chinese and had a brother who lived in Chinatown. His name was Lin, and he owned a store in Chinatown. When Peter moved to New York from Honolulu, Lin let him stay in his home until he found an apartment. They became very close, and Peter got to know the neighborhood well. "That sounds great," I replied. "It sounds like you're the perfect man to show me Chinatown." When we got off the train on the Canal Street subway station, I already felt like I was entering a different country. The signs on the wall were all in Chinese and English. Canal Street marks the northern border of Chinatown. We walked up onto a street filled with stores and crowded with Chinese people. The rest of Chinatown was the same. There were people, stores and restaurants everywhere. Along with stores that sold souvenirs, there were also stores that sold imitation designer clothes, watches and bags. The food markets really caught my attention. They sold all kinds of Chinese sauces and spices, as well as food and vegetables that looked really good. "These markets sell some of the best fish, fruit and vegetables in the city," Peter said. "I've been to Chinatown in London," I replied, "but this is much bigger and busier. It's the biggest Chinese neighborhood in the United States and the biggest concentration of Chinese people in the Western world," Peter explained. "There are about 150,000 people living in an area of only 2 square miles. After walking around for some time, Peter took me to his uncle's store in one of the food markets. His uncle was very nice and asked me a lot of questions about Spain. He also insisted I taste some of the different Chinese sweets and desserts that he sold. "That's enough," Peter told Lin after I had tried 3 different sweets that were all delicious. "Don't ruin his appetite. I'm taking Antonio to the Golden Phoenix for lunch." "Ah," said Lin, turning to me and smiling, "you're going to have a very special lunch." He was right. Peter took me to a restaurant that only someone from the neighborhood could find. It was in an alley and couldn't be seen from the street. I've never had such exquisite Chinese food before or since that meal. each dish seemed to taste better than the previous one. When the waiter asked us if we wanted some tea or dessert, Peter told him no and asked for the check. "Aren't we going to have any Chinese tea?" I asked. "I'll buy you some tea to take back to Spain with you, to remember your visit to Chinatown," he said. "It's time to change continents now." We crossed Canal Street, and suddenly we were in a completely Italian neighbourhood. "Welcome to Little Italy," Peter said. "After such a delicious meal, I prefer to have really good coffee." The neighbourhood is full of Italian restaurants, cafes and food stores. Peter took me to a small dark cafe that was filled with older men playing dominoes. The espresso and the atmosphere made me feel like I was sitting in a dark cafe in Rome. "It's too bad that you won't be here in September," Peter said as we left the cafe. "That's when the San Gennaro Festival takes place. San Gennaro is the patron saint of this neighbourhood, and it's quite a party. There are people selling Italian food everywhere, as well as music and dancing. They even have a procession through the streets with the bust of San Gennaro. You should come back for it." "I'd love to," I answered. "The problem is that I don't know if I'll have the money to come back here so soon." We walked a bit more through Little Italy, and Peter pointed out its best restaurants. I paid attention to his recommendations for another day. I was still too full from our lunch to think of eating more that day.